I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, September 2nd. Today is the last day of early voting at Quincy City Hall. Voters may cast ballots in the Great Hall at Old City Hall from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Today is also the last day to cast an absentee ballot for Tuesday's state primary. Mail-in ballots must be returned to the city clerk's office by Tuesday at 8 p.m. There is a ballot drop box located outside Quincy City Hall. And in-person voting will take place Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Approximately 10,000 Quincy Public School students will return to classes next week. Grades 1 through 9 go back to school on Wednesday. 10, 11, and 12 return on Thursday. Pre-kindergarten and kindergarten orientation is next Friday. They begin classes on September 12th. North Quincy High School Athletic Director J.J. Nyamke has accepted a position as Athletic Director at Norwell High School. Quincy High's Athletic Director Kevin Mahoney has been named the Athletic Director for both high schools, and new assistants will be hired for each high school. Nyamke and Mahoney were both hired 5 years ago. The Quincy Symphony Orchestra and Quincy Choral Society will perform a joint concert Saturday at 4 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. Some seating and tables will be available, and people are encouraged to bring their own chairs or blankets. The concert is free. Beer and wine will be available for purchase. Kids Fest on Wollaston Beach in Quincy on Sunday has been canceled due to the threat of thunderstorms. Friends of Wollaston Beach President Maureen Mazrima says the event was canceled out of an abundance of caution. No new date has yet been announced. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, September 2nd.